So, bikes versus cars. Who won?
Well, I made two films about electric cars. But after traveling the world, I realized that it's really not about the car. The car is causing the problem. So we wanted to make a movie about bicycles and how they have to compete with cars on the roads and why bicycles can't have more rights.
After what you see in many cities in the world, what's the problem here?
The problem is there's a traffic jam everywhere. The whole planet is a giant traffic jam right now of cars. And cars are supposed to be for us getting around really quickly. Now they're a way for us to, like, have a little office, but we don't go anywhere. And if you ever notice in a traffic jam, the bicycles go right through. The only problem for the bicycle is that it's not as safe as it should be. So if it was more safe for bicycles in Kuala Lumpur, in Jakarta, or in Los Angeles, where I live, more and more people will be riding their bicycles. And that will be good for the planet, for the environment, and also for your speed, because you will get to work faster.
I can totally relate with that, coming from Jakarta, where the traffic jam is very chaotic, and we call it park on the road.
They have a funny line in the movie. A woman in Bogota, or no, I think in Sao Paulo, she goes, "I wish sometimes I could make my car disappear, and then I would just walk." But they don't have a disappearing car right now. So the problem, how do we get people to drive their car less and to get on their bikes more, is to make it safer.
But I think there's also a bigger problem than that. The big companies, oil companies, they also play a role in this?
Yes, very much, because, of course, roads are made out of oil. They're the part of every barrel of oil is for asphalt. So there's a lot of money in building roads, and the car companies make money selling cars. So they want everyone in the world to have a car, and the roads are only so big. Cars take up too much space. So this goal for the corporations of having a car for everybody destroys it, and they make it difficult for bicycle riders to have right to the roadway. Can you imagine if one lane of every freeway was just for bicycles? It would be like being in Copenhagen, where the bikes have the bikes control the roads.
We also seeing more and more movements like Bike to Work, and then there are so many organizations that encourage people to bike to wherever. Do you think that's enough?
I think everything comes down to what you do, and you do, and I do. We ride our bikes more. If we stop using so much oil, if we fill our lives with happiness, of course, we all have to work and we have survival needs. But the quality of life, we should choose it, not the big corporations that want us to buy things from them.
Let's talk about the project of the movie. It all started from a Kickstarter campaign?
Yes, this movie started with a Kickstarter campaign. You know, you just met Margaret. And I was traveling. I wanted to make a movie about bicycles, and then I saw their Kickstarter for their bike movie, and I said, "Oh, I will join them." And I am better known in the United States for my films, so we thought the more people that can work on this film, the more people can see it.
Mm-hmm. How much did you raise?
I think we raised about $80,000, which is pretty good for a documentary. You know, the documentaries are expensive to make, and many people donate to make them happen. But when you have $80,000, that's a good start. And in this case, this film was also supported by the countries of Scandinavia who want to see their bicycle model be shared with the rest of the world.
Are you going to screen these movies in other cities where there are so many traffic jams like Jakarta?
We will screen this movie anywhere in the world where there's someone who wants to have a screening and get 100 people to come and see the movie. Mm-hmm. So the more people that understand the issues, the faster change can happen.